Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gip.
Imagine you have two people standing right in front of you and they have just lost their jobs. And that's a very difficult situation for anyone who's experienced that. But one of these guys is going to have it pretty significantly worse than the other. He's going to see his health deteriorate at a faster clip and at a more severe clip than the guy standing next to him. Now, why would that be the case?
There is one difference between these two people. One is an immigrant and the other one isn't.
Science Unscripted.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Loy. I'm a researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research. And together with my colleagues, we have recently published a paper on how job loss affects the health of immigrants and non-immigrants differently.
So how does it affect immigrants and non-immigrants differently?
Well, first of all, we show that for those immigrants who have experienced job loss, we see a much faster health deterioration over the life course. So in other words, they are aging in poorer health. And also we observe that the consequences of losing a job are much worse for immigrants than non-immigrants.
How much worse, Sylvia?
Well, it's difficult to actually quantify it, but we show that there is a decline in health as people age. This is, of course, obvious for every one of us as we age. But for immigrants, we observe a much steeper decline.
What were the factors that you singled out as leading to these differences in health outcomes between Germans and immigrants when it comes to losing your job?
Well, this is a difficult question. We don't have a definite answer to that. So we don't really test what is the cause. We just observe and we describe that those who lose their job are immigrants are doing worse.
Can I speculate, Sylvia?
Can we discuss it?
Yeah, because I have three points in mind. And it starts with the job loss. If you're a migrant in a foreign country and you lose your job, you may have been earning less money to begin with. You may not have, you know, extra money in the bank to actually deal with the job loss or as much money in the bank. Secondly, you don't have, when you're unemployed, you don't have necessarily the big friend and family network, the extended network, maybe even the people you knew from growing up at school that you would have back at home. Hence, if you need to sleep on someone's sofa for a while, it's not quite as easy. And then it's time to get the job. And we all know that. I think probably, again, I'm going out on a limb here, but in most countries, it's easier if you're a native born of that country to acquire a job than if you have migrated. I mean, it depends. It's more complex than that, but kind of three points there. You're in a worse spot when you lose your job, you don't have the network, and then it's harder to get the next job. Could that account for some of it, even most of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe these are all factors that... taken separately, but especially taken simultaneously, are affecting these differentials that we observe. Absolutely. These are also the speculations that we provide in the paper, yes.
I'm sitting here with Connor. We are both immigrants, migrants, migrant workers here. You're a migrant worker up in Rostock at the Max Planck Institute. Connor and I are sitting at this fancy institution, Deutsche Welle. Are we the same people that your study looked at, or are we in a different category than them?
You can be in there. I could be in there. But I wouldn't say the majority of immigrants are in that category.
And what is the difference between us and them then, I guess?
Well, first of all, I would assume that we have higher incomes. I would assume that for us, it will be much easier to find another job if we lose our job because we are high skilled. And I would also assume that we have much higher knowledge of the system, of the ways we can, in a way, restart our lives, which is also kind of soft skills that are hard to acquire in a foreign country. So these could be all elements that, in a way, for the majority of immigrants could be challenges.
This research, I think, hopefully has given a lot of people a little more empathy for what it means to be a migrant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, migrants are not necessarily popular in a lot of countries. That's a fact.
Yeah.
People get angry. They yell at them. They some of them want them out of their. It's terrible for them already. And then it turns out that their working conditions and health outcomes are even worse than ever. It's a really tragic situation. And I guess my question for you is, because this issue is so multifaceted and so complex, what is like if you were the Chancellor of Germany, what is one thing that you would immediately change to slightly improve what is a very difficult situation for them?
How can I say? So this is not a hard science where we can say, okay, we need to change A in order to have B. There needs to be more inclusion. There needs to be less discrimination. There needs to be higher incomes. There needs to be higher standard of living. There needs to be actions in order to prevent them to have these barriers to access the health systems. In reality, what we know is that immigrants do not really access these health systems because of a series of soft barriers.
Sylvia, you study this at the highest level, but at the personal level, do you feel like the migrants you study sometimes? Do you ever feel lost in this country in the way that I know Gabe does sometimes, and the way I do?
Well, sometimes I feel like the lack of an extended social network and especially family members is something hard, I would say. Yes, I had a child here some years ago, and it was also time of COVID. So that was a particular time in life when I felt being an immigrant in a foreign country, I mean, any foreign country, is a very, very hard thing to do, especially having important life events when you don't have the support around is very challenging.
And that was Sylvia Loy talking to us from Rostock, Germany, at the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research, originally from Sardinia, Italy.
There was a big word that came up in there, discrimination. And if you guys want to know why we're talking about this topic right now, the German government publishes every year its annual discrimination report. And the number of complaints filed last year, as in 2023, was a 22% increase on the year before. And there was an increase on the year before that. And there, it seems like every year it's getting worse and worse and worse and more serious. And also, if you guys don't follow German news, there was a story that came out a few weeks ago. There was a nationwide survey of young Germans, aged 14 to 29. If there were an election right now for those young Germans, the AfD would win. And that is a far-right, Germany first, Germany's for the Germans kind of party. This is right now pretty serious.
Yeah, and as for the research itself, some of our listeners might be feeling like, well, complex topic, what can I do about it myself? I can't change this. Sylvia Loy didn't know how to change it. You don't have to, and you probably can't. The purpose is to elicit empathy, I think. Migrants have it rough. They're an easy scapegoat. And it helps knowing just how rough they have it. In this case, it's very specific. But it's something extra that you now know,
yeah,
to understand their world a little better.
Regardless of how you feel about immigration.
Right? Totally. And
Gabe, you can be for it, against it, whatever.
Yeah, and Gabe and I say this having migrated to this country.
We're immigrants.
To Germany. Do you have anything else to say on this? Any questions, comments, insights, personal anecdotes? Please send them to us, su@dw.com.